Welcome to Reality Me, a Stream of Consciousness podcast by Doug McCann. You are listening to a reading of the post, What Are You Doing With Your Phones? From November 25th, 2007 at 9:53 a.m. During the Bearden Bulldogs versus Farragut Admirals high school football game, Kathy and I were busy tapping away messages into our phones as quickly as our frozen fingers would allow. I was Twittering the game. My father-in-law, a true diehard football fan, didn't understand how we could be looking away from the game to play with our phones. What are you doing with your phones? Kathy explains, Doug's putting game highlights on the internet for people to read. See? She shows her phone to her father. The Knoxville News Sentinel editor is encouraging Doug. He doesn't believe her. Something significant happens on the field, he suggests. Tell your editor guy about that play. So, how does one explain this fascinating world of instant communication and self-publishing to people who have not experienced it, or perhaps to those who have not even become comfortable with computers yet? Some people feel that if you're over 25 years old, you can't understand things like Twitter. Now, I disagree with that. John Swanson suggests there's 8 ways to explain 2.0 friends to 0.0 parents. My favorites, of course, are number 2 and 4. I'll read them all. Number 1, it's like a party line phone where you could listen to calls that come to other people. 2, and one of my favorites, you know how you like to shout at the television? With 2.0, at New Media Gym can hear you. 3, remember the friends you had over every Sunday evening after church for coffee? I just can't see them, and they can fix their own coffee. 4, another favorite of mine, remember how you used to walk down the street and say hi to people along the street? That's what I do when I turn on my computer. 5, when I was 8, Grandma Larson gave me a journal. I wrote in it once. Now I can write in it every day. 6, when you were in college, you got to know some people. For the next 40 years, you did a round-robin letter. You wrote a letter, sent it to the next person who added hers, forwarded it to the next person who did the same. When it made it around to all six people, you took your letter out, wrote a new one. Now, we do that every day, or week, or hour. Number 7, sometimes you get tired of the TV channels you have. There's nothing good on tonight. Well, I make my own content to watch. And number 8, oh, it's just somebody I met at work. Web 2.0 tools have such undiscovered potential. The Red Cross is using Twitter to help reunite families during disasters and to forewarn of impending doom and request resources for help. Presidential candidates are using Twitter for publicity and have closer contact with the voters. People blog for different reasons. Of course, I published why I blog. And this list could go on for pages. The possibilities are endless. The changes that will come in the next 5 to 10 years will blow people away. Of course, faster broadband in the U.S. is going to be crucial. Web 2.0 tools have such undiscovered potential. The Red Cross is using Twitter to help reunite families during disasters and to forewarn of impending doom and request resources for help. Presidential candidates are using Twitter for publicity and have closer contact with the voters. People blog for different reasons. Glenda Watson Hyatt shares her experiences living with cerebral palsy to motivate and inspire others to think about how they perceive their own situation and their own world around them. She does this all by typing with only her left thumb. I've published why I blog, I blog because it's practice. What we do not practice, we lose. It's a creative outlet for writing, research, technology, presentation, marketing, and social networking. Regular publishing improves vocabulary and grammar. With every entry I publish, I find myself making multiple visits to dictionary.com, which in turn has improved my spelling and assured the correct usage of words. Blogging provides history. As with all journaling, records are kept of good and bad, allowing those thoughts to leave our head and be enjoyed or relived at our leisure rather than burdening our minds. Children's remarkable words and fantastic pictures can be shared and kept for prosperity. Precious moments with loved ones can be memorialized. A blog is simply a regularly updated website with dated content. For better search engine placement and browser compatibility, a blog should have compliant and valid code adhering to standards such as valid CSS. Professional websites are often designed under high-pressure deadlines and tight budgets, which do not allow for experimentation outside the programmer's known skill set. A personal blog allows for trial and error with lesser-used HTML tags, CSS designs, and web technologies, growing the programmer's toolset and professionalism. Mentorship is important to me. I enjoy teaching and sharing knowledge. Blogging provides an opportunity to give to others. Community develops around a blog. Blogs are often interactive, soliciting commentary from readers. As strangers peer into the lives of a blogger, a connection develops. The reader gets to know the presenter, perhaps even better than persons known in real life. As readers comment on posts, dialogues form, creating a tighter bond between reader and publisher. Friendships develop between people that may never see each other. Business relationships can form. Support networks can form. Blogging can even be therapeutic. I caution people never to believe anything read on the internet, or at least not without checking several sources. Blogs can be totally fictitious. For me, blogging is truth. To a degree, blogging is exhibitionism with a sprinkle of ego boosting. I love to talk and love to share stories, but working independently, and as time goes on, I find myself exposed to fewer people outside my immediate family. Blogging has become an outlet for me to share my adventures. This list of Web 2.0 potential could go on for pages. The possibilities are endless. The changes that will come in the next 5 to 10 years will blow people away. Of course, faster broadband in the United States is crucial. You've been listening to Reality Me, a stream of consciousness podcast by Doug McCann.